Friday night defeating Ferris State 2-1, and then on Saturday night 3-2. So they continue to play.
Oh well. Yeah, tight games. You know, those games are in Bowling Green, and Ferris is a good team and a stingy team, and then they play again this weekend. So I would expect those to be, you know, those are in Big Rapids. Those will be again tight games, hard fought games, and hopefully Ferris can give us a little bit of help, but we have to help ourselves first.
Alaska, who cannot play in the postseason, beat Lake State 3-1 and 2-1. Those are tough losses for the Lakers trying to make
Well, they are. They're right in that battle with Alabama, Huntsville, and Alaska Anchorage to make the playoffs. You know, two of those three teams will get in this year, and it looks like one of them won't, just the way the standings are. So, yeah, every point's huge right now, boy, for every team. So everybody has something to play for. You know, even Alaska, who can't make our postseason, I mean, they're trying to play the spoiler. So I know they get Minnesota State at home this weekend, so we'll be Fairbanks fans, see if they can pull something out for us. But like I said, we have to make sure we take care of business first and get our, you know, do our job to give ourselves an opportunity.
Minnesota State wins both of their games against Anchorage. And then in non-conference play, a tough weekend for the Wildcats against a very good Minnesota Duluth teams, 3-1 and 6-3.
Yeah, they're you know, Duluth's good. And I know Northern's got a few injuries right now. And Matthias Dahlstrom's out, their goaltender. I don't know how long. But their other goalies have played well, Doan and Dunn are capable. So, yeah, you always want to see your league do well, you know, in those non-conference games. So it's too bad they couldn't find a way to win one of those games.
All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll preview the big series coming up against the Seawolves up at Sullivan Arena as the Huskies head up to Alaska to take on the UAA Seawolves this Friday and Saturday night. 11:07 drop of the puck, 10:30 pregame here on Mix 93. We'll talk about that when we come back. If you got a question for Coach Pearson, you can still get it in. DJ at the Mix93.com. Mel Pearson Show continuing after these.
Hey guys, everything is 20 to 50% off of the Dress for Success business apparel sale located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport coats, wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Tailoring available. Come on in. Let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. The Dress for Success shop located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, noon till 4. With the public always welcome. Sale ends February 17th.
If you're planning on having a good time this winter, why don't you crack open a Bud Light Lime Cran Burrito? Because, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun.
Go crash the party.
Throw away the work to be done.
Play more, work less.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance.
The night is young.
Lose yourself in wild romance.
We're going to party, Karamu, Fiesta, forever.
Party on with Bud Light Lime Cranberita. It's the great cranberry margarita taste with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime that's perfect for any party this winter. Just pop, pour, and party all night long. Try it now for a limited time. Bud Light Lime Cranberita, Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Cranberry flavored malt beverage. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
All right, the Huskies take the longest trip of the season up to Anchorage, Alaska to take on the Seawolves in WCHA play. This will be the third and fourth meetings of the season, and the Huskies winning the first two here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, 2-0 and 3-1. One of the games, Coach, I think the first game on Friday night, November 7th, we outshot them by quite a bit, winning then 2-0, but it was a tight game on Saturday night, 3-1 that we came away. I think the shots were pretty even.
Yeah, no, they're not a bad team. you know, you have to remember they got to our final four or our final five, as we call it, their playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. So, and they've got some, you know, players who have that history and they have had that success. So, and if you look at your games, their games this year, I mean, they lost a real tough one with Northern, I think, with 10 seconds left in overtime. Minnesota State, they were in both those games really until the third period. So, and they've got a very good goaltender. He's played extremely well. So, they're going to give us everything we can handle. They're a much better team record-wise at home. I believe they're 500 at home versus on the road where they've struggled a little bit. So we're going to have our hands full. I mean, every game in this league is tough. Now, having said that, we've played extremely well on the road in the league. We haven't been on the road for a while, but, you know, this whole second half, we've really had one road game, so it's like starting all over for us. We were at Northern Michigan, and that's, you know, just down the road, so it's not even like a road game. So we're gonna pack up and we head down to Minneapolis and then fly out of Minneapolis up to Anchorage. So but those are huge games. I mean, this time of year you had six league games left. You know, you're still in contention for the league championship, so there's a lot on the line. So you know, our team's pretty dialed in. We'll be ready to go, but it is a long trip with the time difference and everything else, so we got to find a way to get the job done.
You know, the atmosphere is different in Anchorage. They have had seasons where they've had great atmosphere in the building, but it hasn't been like that recently. And we're going to go from a very exciting Winter Carnival series with packed house up there. We'll have to kind of create our own enthusiasm.
Energy. Yeah, you have to create your own energy. And we talk about that all the time, whether it's 100,000 people in the building or one person in the building. You know, you have to be ready to play and you have to create your own energy. And, you know, it's a bigger building and it's at Olympic Sheet. So All of a sudden you can get lulled into sleep up there. Like, you know, there's nothing going on. I mean, there's no noise. It's weird. It's like very sterile, you know, environment. And you have to make sure you're dialed in mentally, else you could get lost in that game. And, you know, we've got to find a way to be ready to go and to play with that energy and that enthusiasm. And I've done a lot of reading up lately and, you know, how to give yourself the best chance when you travel from east to west in the four-hour time zone, and all of a sudden you're playing at 11 o'clock Eastern PM, you know, right. And you got to be ready to go. So there's some issues with it, and there's a reason they usually have success up there, both teams at home. So,
well, we had the long trip last year where we played them first and then went to Alaska, and we didn't play very good against them. We tied and lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we played poor in Anchorage, and then, you know, then you get up there and spend the week and you get, you know, used to the time and whatnot. We played much better in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that luxury this time. I would have loved to have flown up there yesterday or today. And then, you know, they get into the routine a little bit. And but, you know, that school, we have that school commitment. And so we'll get up there and do every thing we can. You know, we're going to have to play smart. We're going to have to find a way to take advantage of our opportunities. We're going to have to get good goaltending. So, but we got to compete and skate. To me, as long as we compete and skate, we'll be fine.
Coach, injuries, what can you tell us about some of the guys that have still been out, such as C.J. Eich and Alex Gillies?
Yeah, neither one of those players will make the trip. You know, C.J.'s dealing with upper body injury, so he's still out. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday, and he said that I said, well, you think you'll be ready for Minnesota State? And he said, absolutely. You know, he thought he'd be ready next weekend, but we have a bye, so, which is good. So Gives him an extra week to get ready. And Alex Gillies, he's upper body injury also. He's coming along a little bit slower than we had thought. So it looks like he might be ready for that weekend too. So other than that, you know, we're in pretty good shape. You know, David Johnson returned, and we wanted to just sort of bring him along slowly and get him back involved and work on his conditioning a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what he can do this weekend, but he'll make the trip up to Alaska. So for the most part, we're getting back to where we need to get. We got a lot of little minor things going on right now where, you know, guys need maybe a day off here or there just to let it give it that extra day to heal. So, but most teams this year, this time of year, are banged up one way or another, and we're slowly but surely getting healthy. So hopefully by Minnesota State, we'll have everybody on the roster.
And we couldn't have asked for a better time for these injuries to happen, though, because we were at home. You know, I mean, I didn't want them to happen, but
right,
we were at
right.
home this whole time. So you have your whole roster. You don't have to think, well, should I take this guy? Is he going to be ready to play or not? So
That's one advantage is being home. You do have your whole roster available to use. And, you know, you're not worried about only picking the 22 guys that can travel and leaving somebody home that might, you know, only be able to give you one game, you know, because of the injury he has. So But yeah, I guess having said that, you're right, Derek. It probably happened a good time, and now we're getting healthy, especially for that stretch. So we just got to get back everybody to game shape and game form, and then we'll be ready to go.
All right, we'll take a break. Questions coming up. We're leaving lots of time for questions because a lot of questions coming in. DJ at themix93.com. Got a question for Coach Pearson. Send it in, and we'll ask it for you after the break. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Hey, guys, everything is 20 to 50%.